Hello and welcome to the Tuesday afternoon edition of the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Podcast. I am Chad Hasty. You can tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO in Lubbock, right here at KFYO.com. And with the Radio Pup app, just download that on your iPhone, Android device. You can take the show wherever you go. We have a lot to get into on today's edition of the Afternoon Podcast. Some of the things that I'll be getting into on tomorrow's program in detail. The Daily Caller has an article out about the Obama administration giving out advice. You know, school's about to start. We have another school year. Parents and teachers are wondering, okay, how are we going to protect kids going into this year? Well, luckily for us, the Obama administration has given us their wisdom as to what schools can do to protect the children. Now, in the 67-page report on emergency planning, it does not say to arm teachers. It doesn't talk about bringing in security guards. It doesn't even talk about adding extra locks or security measures. In fact, all it says is to run and hide. That's the advice from the Obama administration. In case there's an active shooter, the administration wants you to run and hide. You know, kind of goes along with what this administration does just on an international level. You know, you get a threat. What does Obama do? He runs and hides. He shuts down all the embassies around the world. He runs, he hides, he cowers. He apologizes to Vladimir Putin. He sends a letter. He doesn't want to get caught up in anything. This from the Daily Caller, U.S. Department of Education, its live shooter section, doesn't recommend any type of security. All it does is say, run and hide and fight, but only if neither running nor hiding is an option. Arne Duncan, the Secretary of Education and the uppermost name on the report, does not explain how this guidance differs from the very unsuccessful actions attempted by the 26 victims of the Sandy Hook massacre. But, you know, they want everyone to know that the administration right there, run and hide, that will help you, that will save you. Don't stand and fight. Don't hire any security guards. Don't arm your teachers. Just run and hide, cower, maybe lock a room, throw a desk if you can, or a book. Throw a book. We learned that from King of the Hill. Throw a book. That will probably save your life. They're not arming teachers or anything. Speaking of arming people, folks in New York City are worried. They're very scared. A judge ordered that the stop and frisk method that Michael Bloomberg had enacted, which had cut down on crime, but the judge said it was unfair, unconstitutional. So now Michael Bloomberg is saying New York City is going to turn into Chicago, which I guess if you're a travel agent, you're not too happy about that, with your mayor saying that the bloodbath will return to New York City. Here's an idea for those of you in New York City. If you really want to stop the violence and, you know, not violate the Constitution, here's what you can do. Loosen up your gun regulations. I know, this sounds crazy. This sounds nuts. But if you look at other states that have looser gun control methods, if you look at even Virginia, which had an article that came out last week saying that gun regulations were cut, people were able to carry more guns, more people started carrying guns, CHLs went up. Guess what happened to crime? Yeah, it went down. All right, New York, here's an option for you. Allow those law-abiding citizens, those who want to protect themselves, those who are just, you know, the everyday person walking the streets of New York City, allow them to carry a gun. Loosen up your regulations, allow them to carry, and I bet you'll see crime go down. Why? Well, because you won't have as many gangbangers jumping people. Marco Rubio saying that President Obama will, quote, basically legalize 11 million illegal immigrants by executive order if immigration reform fails. This coming from the Florida Republican on Tuesday. Some on the Republican side of the immigration reform could come up empty-handed if the Senate's Gang of Eight plan fails. In an appearance on WFLA on their morning show, Rubio explained that Obama will be tempted to enact his own immigration reform measures by executive order if Congress does not pass an immigration bill. You know what? That would not surprise me if Obama does that. We've already seen Obama, even today, go ahead and delay parts of Obamacare. He went ahead and did that again today, delaying different parts of Obamacare. And so would it really shock anybody if the president were to come up with his own rules and regulation and laws as far as the executive order goes for illegal immigration? Wouldn't surprise me at all. Finally, now this is great. Michelle Obama, a lot of Obama news today in the afternoon update. Michelle Obama is making a rap album. Now, don't worry, she will not be singing on the rap album. This is just her idea of how to defeat obesity in America. The group of rappers and R&B performers will help end obesity, according to Michelle Obama, the First Lady, co-producing a hip-hop album featuring musicians. Some of them you might have heard of. Some of them you probably have not have heard of. Most of them you probably actually have not heard of. But some of the titles will be You Are What You Eat. And You Are is actually spelt with the letter U R. So she's not big on language, not big on English or anything like that. But at least it'll make the children skinny being able to hear rap music about obesity. Yeah, I can't think how this will end well at all. Want to thank you for tuning in to the afternoon update here on KFYO.com. Remember to tune in to the Chad Hastie Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO. You can follow me on Twitter at Chad Hastie Radio. That's at Chad Hastie Radio on Twitter. Hope you have a fantastic day. We'll see you again tomorrow on the Chad Hastie Show.